This is The Spark. I'm Martha Woodruff. Danielle Johnson suggested I talk with her neighbor, Luke Ramsey, who restores old houses for a living. Ramsey Restoration, Luke's company, brings back to life everything from log cabins to antebellum mansions to century-and-a-half-year-old chicken coops. How'd you get into this line of work?
This is what my father did. He was in the restoration business for himself for 45 years, so I've been around it since birth. Grew up in a 200-year-old house that was always under construction, and have always lived in 200-plus-year-old houses that are under construction.
Did you sort of apprentice to your father?
Yes. Yeah, I worked summers with him in high school and then went on full-time after high school.
What is it that you need to know that's different than just working construction?
I guess the biggest thing is knowing the old building techniques is what's so much different than modern construction. Because when I rebuild things, I like for them to look like they were 200 years old once they're done. You know, it's in great condition, but it looks like it could be 200 years old. And a lot of times people are fooled and think that it really is.
And I suspect you're not just talking about cosmetically, but construction techniques?
Yeah, the framing, you know, exposing the framing and having it being framed in old tradition is important to me.
Why?
I just like the way it looks. Looks much stronger, and you can see the craftsmanship in the wood and, you know, how the logs were hewn and mortise and tenon together and pegged and everything. The joinery is such more pleasing to look at than just a bunch of nails through modern 2x4s and things.
Tell me of a range of projects that you've worked on, either with your father or on. Is your father still around?
He's not. He died about 7 years ago.
Hey, I'm sorry.
Yeah, and I took over the business shortly before that. And gosh, we've just worked on more things than I could remember. Some really amazing projects. Took down the oldest house in Nelson County and moved it and reconstructed it as a garden building. It was the oldest house standing at the time when we took it down. It was on Davis Creek, just north of Lovingston. And it was a post and beam framed house.
How old?
It was a little over 200 years old. And it had hog trough corner posts.
What's a hog trough corner post?
It's like a square post that has been cut out to make a corner shape.
So the corner is actually cut into the wood?
Exactly.
Oh, yeah. Hog trough. Why would you do that instead of something simpler?
I don't know why they did that. It was certainly a lot of trouble to go through, I guess, for the strength. It was a very strong way to build. So it had those with angle braces that would have been mortise and tenon and pegged together. The whole frame of the house would have been put together with no nails, which is pretty amazing. So we took all that down and numbered each part and moved it to its new farm and put it back together.
Did you use pegs?
Yeah, put
did.
All the...
Did you make the pegs? Or
we saved as many of the originals as we could, and the ones that needed to be replaced, we made new ones.
Tell me about another project, please.
Okay. A couple years ago, we built this great log house in Albemarle County. This couple called me. They had just bought some property to farm on, and there was a chimney standing where an old cabin had been. Well, they loved this chimney and wanted another cabin there.
Around it.
Around the chimney. So I said, well, I have a couple. Why don't you come over to my house and look at what I've got?
You had a couple cabins?
Yeah, I had two cabins set up on display.
That you had moved from other places?
Right, yep. 200-year-old cabins that we had dismantled and moved to our property and set back up so that people could come look at them and walk around and pick out which one they like. So they came that weekend and they picked out the one they wanted, which was one from Nelson County that we had taken down over near Wintergreen. And the following Monday, we delivered it to their new property and started constructing it against their old chimney there. And then we took a some post and beam framing from another old house that we'd dismantled and added that onto the cabin for the kitchen and bathroom. And that made just a precious little house.
Were they happy?
Oh, yeah, they're very pleased with it.
Tell me about the house that you live in.
Oh, I live in a house that was built in 1798 by the Cabell family. It sits high on a bluff overlooking the James River corridor, and it's a large brick plantation home. It's a tripart floor plan.
Tripart?
Yeah. From Greek construction, they would have a central pavilion with two wings flanked on either side. And so it's that. It's built in the Flemish bond, which is an early style of lane brick, very strong. And my dad bought this place in 1999, and we've been working on it ever since. Hadn't been lived in probably 15 years when he bought it, and needed quite a bit of work. It had had a big renovation in like the 1920s and another in the 1950s.
Ooh, did they ruin it or do
no,
things to it?
They actually did a great job of keeping it original. They added a wing onto a far end on either side mm-hmm. when plumbing and electricity came in. The plumbing was only in these new wings. The whole house did get electricity. It's kind of funny. The house was wall-to-wall carpet when we got it, which that wasn't original. And my dad said, we're going to take all this carpet up. So we took the carpet up, and underneath was oak flooring. So we got that all cleaned up and looking nice. And then he decided, well, we're going to take the oak floors up. And so we took the oak floors up, and underneath was the original heart pine flooring, about 6 inches wide, tongue and groove.
So you're going to stop now,
aren't yeah.
you? I'm curious about this house. The Cabell family, you know, Cabell Hall.
Yeah, that's a pretty big name.
How did this house come to sort of be abandoned?
Well, it's pretty overwhelming living there.
From size?
Yeah, it's a very big house. Has 52 windows. So it's a lot. And you can see how people get overwhelmed with it and just walk away from it.
Why did your dad buy it?
He decided entirely on his own. I hadn't even seen it yet when he bought it. He had sold the house where we were living at the time. We were trying to figure out where we were going to live. And then he told me he found a place, and he showed me the pictures. And I was like, wow, we're moving there. And he was really good at just finding old houses that needed a lot of work, and he would buy them and fix them up, and maybe 5 years later would sell them and get another place. And I don't know, he'd gone through several places, and then we got to this place, and I think he really liked this place. It was...
So he wanted to rescue it?
Yeah.
Yeah, just didn't want to see it disappear.
Right.
Okay, you're living in this house with your wife and your three-year-old.
Yeah.
Which can be overwhelming.
Definitely.
Know, do you ever have an impulse to walk away?
Sometimes, yeah. But I really love it there. The view is spectacular, and you'd never find another house like it. It's just so one of a kind, all the unique features it has and everything. And I'm pretty attached to it. It'd be hard to peel me away from there.
Home, home on the range, where the deer and the antelope play, where seldom is heard a discouraging word, and the skies are not cloudy all day.
If you'd like to see what Luke and his crew are up to, there's a link to the Ramsey Restoration Facebook page, where Luke posts almost daily updates, on the Spark page at WMRA.org.